There is some good news on the coronavirus pandemic front. New COVID cases in the U.S. have dropped about 80% from the peak of the Omicron surge in January. The number of people hospitalized is falling as well, although a little more slowly. Even with those improvements, the country is seeing 100,000 new cases a day. And sometime in the coming weeks or months, the U.S. will record its 1 millionth death from the disease. Dr. Gene Marazzo is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Dr. Marazzo, I wonder if I can ask you first about this subvariant of the Omicron strain that has been reported. It's called BA2. New studies show that it spreads faster and may cause more serious disease. What should we know about BA2?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Good to be talking with you again. You know, BA2 is interesting. It's the latest in what we expect to be, I don't want to say a parade, but certainly an accepted number of new variants that we're going to probably have to deal with in the coming months, if not years. The interesting thing about BA2 is that we have already heard, I think, pretty compelling data that it is more contagious than BA1, which is the original Omicron strain. And when they say more contagious, they mean about a third more contagious. So it's pretty substantial. I think that's probably accounting for why we're seeing so much of it in certain parts of the world. Denmark was really the first place that showed it. The other piece of it, though, is this question of, okay, it's more infectious, but is it going to be more severe, number one? Can we treat it with the tools we have? And most importantly, are our current vaccines going to protect against it? This notion that it's more severe gained some traction last week when researchers from Japan published a preprint, and I want to emphasize that. We've seen a lot of preprints that have maybe not always been borne out, so again, not peer-reviewed yet. But what they did was to infect hamsters and show that there was a suggestion that it was more damaging to the hamster's organs.
Now, this again, we should say this is the BA2. This is the subvariant of Omicron.
Exactly. And so, you know, I think it's a very important first step. Number one, though, it really does need to get some peer review in detail. And number two, hamsters are not humans, right? And we know so much of Omicron, and indeed all of COVID's, you know, effects are mediated by the host reaction. So I think looking at this in human hosts is going to be really critical over the days to come.
Okay. So,
one important thing,
yeah,
I would add about that, sure, is that in the countries with a lot of this variant, they haven't seen an increase in hospitalizations yet. So that is encouraging.
And so far, there are only about 3 or 4% of Americans who have COVID, who have COVID, have the BA2 variant. You mentioned earlier prevention, whether or not the current medicines will work on this variant. We still don't know. Is the jury out on that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think the current treatments are probably going to work. When I say that, I mean the oral therapies that we have, and perhaps remdesivir, which is the IV therapy. The one challenge are the monoclonal antibodies. So, you know, as we have seen these variants emerge, the field of monoclonal antibodies that work has narrowed dramatically. So we are now really only using one, sotrovimab, and it appears that that may not work against BA2. And if that's the case, again, that's going to be a problem. And what that continues to emphasize is that we're only really going to be able to vaccinate our way out of this pandemic in the long term.
And let's talk about, talk about that for a second. We're hearing the CDC talking about a potential fourth dose of the vaccine, mm-hmm, to the general public in the fall. When you talk about vaccinating our way out of this, is the kind of thing we're looking at is just a continuation of maybe annual shots the way we get a flu shot?
I think there is no doubt we're going to need more immunizations. Now, the real question is it going to be a dose number 4 for everyone, for older people, as Sweden has already recommended? The United Kingdom is probably going to recommend that in the next couple of weeks. Or is it going to be a different shot, right? Are we going to need a vaccine that is adapted towards emerging variants, the Omicron being the most likely one? I think the policy is still under intense debate about that last question. We really don't know. And my understanding is that the FDA is reviewing that guidance about a fourth shot for particularly older Americans, those above, for example, 70 or so. So I think we will hear more about that in the coming weeks.
weeks.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Jean Marazzo, Director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Thank you again.
Thanks, Lisa.